the end of this week's parasha, Parashat Chayesara, we have that the family of Rivka is sending Rivka to go marry Yitzchak, and it says in the pasuk, "Vayivochu is Rivka, vayomru lo, achoseinu ati lafir revava, yishigro of yiris arechet shasoinov." Tosfos in Maseches Ksuvos says that this pasuk, "Vayivochu is Rivka," is the makor, is the source that we know that you have to do Birkas Eirusin. Every chassid that we have, we go ahead, there's the Kiddushin, the chassid gives the kala, the ring, and then there's a bracha that the Messiah Kiddushin says, also known as Arusso, Yisvitanus, and Yisuus, Lohan, Yichuvah, Kiddushin, first bracha. So that bracha says to Isis and Ksuvis, Messiah's kala, my sikra, Yochiz, Rivka. He says, "Ikel meira da osom birkas erusin," right? And then it says, "He says you have a bracha birkas erusin." He wants to learn from that pasuk a limud to us halacha lamaiskoyim birkas erusin. You learn it for the case of Rivka. Now, we're talking about the bracha of erusin. There's a machlekes in the Rishayim. What is the definition of this bracha? The Rambam learns like this. Rambam says, Kol mekadesh isho be'al de atzoy be'al de shliach, he says kiddushin, tzorech levorech koinam kiddushin. Before he does kiddushin, he has to do a bracha. What's the bracha? The bracha that we have. Why? Kederech shemivochim koidim kol mitzvois. Any mitzvah, you have to do a bracha before. We have a rule. Kol mitzvah levorech aleh, oyver lasiyosa. Meaning you do a bracha before you do the mitzvah. So before you do the mitzvah of kiddushin, you have to do a bracha, and that's the Birkas Eirusin. The Birkas Eirusin, the bracha that we do, is as if before you do a mitzvah of kiddushin, you go ahead and you do a bracha. That's how the Rambam learns. The Rosh in Ksuvos.
Are you saying that Eirusin is a mitzvah?
Oh, very good. The Rosh in Ksuvos, I want to get to that. The Rosh in Ksuvos says, no, it's not Birkas and mitzvahs. It's Birkas, what?
Shvach.
Birkas and Shvach. Very good. He says, he brings here, Venerally, ki bracha zo ain't a Birkas and mitzvahs. I'll get back in the next sentence when I get to in a second. And he brings what is it? So he says, "Ubrocha zeh nitatet shavach laKadosh Baruch Hu." What does he shavach laKadosh Baruch Hu? Shekidishonu mitzvosov v'ivdilonu min ha'anim v'tzivanu lekadosh lemutaris onu v'chad v'anemaris. Meaning shavach. There's a bracha is a mitzvah. Before you do a mitzvah, you do a bracha. Or you have another mitzvah that is a mitzvah of just to be mishavach Hashem. And it says the Rosh, it's a din of Birkas HaShvach. The Rishayim say, based on that, if it's Birkas HaShvach, you say usually after you do it. You say Shvach on something that happened. I'm a Shabach Gilboa. Say thank you to Hashem. Thank you, what he gave me. So you do the Kiddushin, and you say thank you, Hashem, what he did. Not the Birkas HaMitzvah you do before you do the Mitzvah. Shvach is on the status quo, on the status that you have. So the Rosh says you do the bracha only after you do the mitzvah, only after you do the kiddushin, because not because the mitzvah is because the shvach. The Ravid said, when the Ravid argues in the Rambam, the Ravid says, "Omar Avram, ain't anu amrim ken el mekadesh v'chakchem v'vorach." You do the kiddushin, then you do a bracha. Ve'atam, what?
Talking about this bracha?
Yeah, we have this. B'deish, what says the Ravid? Why?
So in the seder of getting married, they sit down and they sign Erison, then they go for a chuppah, then they make a...
Right, in our marriage, we don't really have kiddushin. Meaning we don't have the real
Erison.
Right. We do the kiddushin in the chuppah. So we do our random kodeshes slave, that's the kiddushin. And the seder that we have is we have like the Rambam. We do the bracha, birkas Erison, and then you say random kodeshes slave. That's how it's printed in the seder. I'm going to check it out again. Now the Ravid says, what's the reason you have to do it after? So I'll tell you why. Because Yadomar told me that's a chayrin. Shein timshach ha'isho lo titzel ha'kabel or ha'brocha levatol. Says the Ravid, you know why you can't do a brocha after? Because what happens if the woman says, I'm not interested? You can't just go in and do the brocha. Say, I have to do a mitzvah. Who said she's going to accept the kiddushin? After she accepted, you can do a brocha. So most Achronim learn that the Ravid agrees with the Rambam as big as the mitzvahs. She says, the Ravid, I have a technical problem. I can't do the bracha before because maybe she won't accept it, so you have to do it after. And this Ravid is very hard to understand. First of all, as the Netziv asks in the Emek Shelo, he says the Gemara in Pesachim says the Kol Mitzvahs Uvarach Alehem Oy Velas Yosam, all the mitzvahs you do a bracha before you do the mitzvah, except Tevila and Shechita, two exceptions. Why don't you bring this case also? So pick it seriously. You do only after. That's a question of the Netziv. Another question is that the Ravid is Ravid somewhere else brought down in a tshuva. The Ravid says that anything. So the Ravid brings a question: why don't you do a bracha on tzedakah? Why don't you do when you give tzedakah? Why don't you do a bracha on ha'anokah when you give it to the Eved? Man l'senim. You know the brachas. Says the Ravid, why you don't do bracha? Because it depends on somebody else. So therefore, you don't do bracha at all. So what does the Ravid say over here? That you do your bracha, just do it later. So says the Avi Ezri.
Tefillah,
we do bracha. No, we're speaking about tefillah's tonic. We don't really have for a man a tefillah's tonic.
So I don't know. The women make.
But the women do it. The,
before they go in or after?
So that the, therefore we have the shlub rings and the end of the chasnido. That's why they do two tefillahs. They do one, they say bracha, and then the second one. But at least it's a machlokes. The place you can do before or after. Right, because they're already tefillah. No. So that's at the sugya. But the parash says many learn from there, because the question which tefillah you're talking about in the Gemara Pesachim, is it tefillah of tameh or is it tefillah of ger? Tosfos learns of a tefillah of ger. So parash would say you do a bracha after. Okay. Now, the Rav Shach and Avi Ezri says that the Ravid argues with the Rambam. He holds also brachas hashvach. It's not a bracha mitzvah. It's a brachas hashvach. Hi. So why he didn't say that? He should say, you know, you do it after because it's a shvach. Says the Rambam, says the Avi Ezri, the Ravid is bothered. Why don't you have a brachas mitzvah? Why don't you really have brachas mitzvah? Says the Ravid, you know, you know brachas mitzvah before, because maybe she's going to say no. So you can't do a bracha on this mitzvah. End of story. So why? So what are we doing? So now that therefore we're doing the brachas mitzvah after, we're doing a different bracha. It's not a brachas mitzvah anymore. It's brachas shvach. And the Rosh says, therefore the Rosh says, that's why you don't say Shekin Yishon Tzuvat Tzivonu L'Kadosh Yishon. Say, bro, L'Kadosh Yishon. So he says, you're not doing that. You're just doing Birkas HaShvach. And, one more second in the question, that's what Dr. Wazurski mentioned before, really it goes to Shitasa. Because the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah to do Kiddushin. The Rambam, in the beginning of his issues, says there's a mitzvah to do Kiddushin. He says, the lekuchim elu mitzvah hasechel Torah, and that's why you bring the several mitzvahs too. This is kiddushin. He holds kiddushin as a mitzvah.
What's
erusin? That's erusin is kiddushin. Erusin is kiddushin. Kiddushin does erusin. Then you have to do chuppah to do nisuin. But kiddushin shloish shadrachim and yishlik, right? That's all that. The Rosh, when he comes to argue, he says no mitzvah to kiddushin. He says kipir viriviyo ainu kiyom mitzvah. To do viriviyim is kiyom mitzvah, and kiddushin is only what. It's only a heksher mitzvah, which we're going to hear Bezesh a big shir about that in 2 weeks from now. But it's only a heksher mitzvah, Pash Kiddushin. But according to the Rosh, it says the Rosh, I can't do a brikas mitzvahs. So there's two reasons why I can't do brikas mitzvahs. According to the Rav, you can't do brikas mitzvahs because maybe she's going to say no. According to the Rosh, because there's no mitzvah to Kiddushin, I don't do brikas mitzvahs. That's why you say brikas shvach. Yeah.
And according to, I guess it's the Rosh that holds that it's not moina as a mitzvah in the minyan ayah.
No, yeah, well, the kiddushin.
So
yeah,
you can't make a bracha on anything if it's not a mitzvah in minyan tayyag. Like the Rambam holds, you can't make it if it's a hechsher mitzvah, you can't make a bracha on hechsher.
So, okay, that's a good shot. Do you do a bracha on hechsher? Good answer. That's a story of the answer. Can you do a bracha on hechsher mitzvah or not? Right. The Rosh says you don't, unless it is kiddushin, not even hechsher mitzvah, which is something very hard to understand. But the Rosh Hashanah is saying you don't do a bracha on this because it's not a mitzvah itself. Now, when I wanted to share the 5 minutes that we have, just to say three nafkaminas that happen, that go come out, if it's brikas of mitzvahs or brikas of shvach. So one is that that doesn't go l'maisa completely, but the shilta says that brikas erusin needs to be with 10. The Gemara says the nisuin, you have to have 10 people. The bracha of nisuin, you have to do with 10 people. And that 10 people in the chuppah. The shiurim say also erusin. Also the first bracha has to do with 10. So it says the shiurim brings mibad v'gereishu bruch because erusin basar. Says you do kiddushin first and then you do a bracha. You have to have 10. The Rosh himself argues you don't have to have 10. But comes out, Efshet to say, and I saw that the Rosh Weiss brings it too, that if you have Birkas and Mitzvahs, you never need 10 Birkas and Mitzvahs. But if it's a Shvach to go to Mishabeach, you have a Katz of 10, like you have a Goyimel. Do it 10. So, and the Shilta she tells, the Birkas Kiddushi, Birkas Shvach, Birkas Hirusin, comes only after Kiddushi. So Mashra, the Shilta says it's Birkas Shvach. And he says you need 10. The Rosh says it is Birkas Shvach, but you don't need 10. But the fact that you need 10, you can even ask to have 10, is only if you say it's Birkas Shvach. So that's the more. Number two, the Noida B'Yudah says, brings the Hara, who is the one who's doing Birkas Kiddushin? So the Noida B'Yudah says, the one who needs to do Birkas Kiddushin, Birkas Eirusin, is the Chassan. Chassan has to do it. And he brings the Rambam in Tshuvas Perador, and the Tshuvas Rambam. Rambam says, if the Chassan didn't do it, it's Baruch HaLevatol. So brings the B'Yudah, brings the B'Shul, it says, if we don't hold Baruch HaLevatol, we have someone else do it, because maybe there'll be a chos that doesn't know how to say it. It's very embarrassing. So therefore you say the Messiah Kiddushi goes in and says the bracha. But Ikar bracha, who has to say it? It has to be the chosr. Chosr is the one who's saying the bracha. Says the Nevi'im of Kamina. If Kamina is, what happens to the chosr? He cannot hear. He's a cherish. He's deaf, he can't hear. Can he go ahead still? Can he do bracha or not? Says the Nevi'im, you can't. The bracha's for him. You can do a shvichus for him. So if he hears the bracha, it's instead of him. But if he's not hearing the bracha, you can't go ahead and have the chosson do. You can't have the bracha. That's what Yehuda says. Rekiv Eger found also through the Rosh Weiss, because if not, you can't find it. And Rekiv Eger, you're a deal Simon Aleph. Hichas Shechita. Eger, by the way, says, he brings a raya going Shechita. He says, Kabor Bikas Erusin, the chosson no shoneh. Even though the chosson is not here, then you can go Rav Avarech. So Rekiv Eger says, they are not like Rav Yehuda. He says, you can do a bracha even though the chosson isn't here. So, according to this, Macholikas makes a lot of sense. If it's Birkas and Mitzvahs, who's doing the Mitzvah? Mitzvah, the Chassan is doing the Mitzvah. He's doing the Kiddushin. So he's doing the Bracha, he has to do the Bracha. So either he hears it, someone does for him. But if it's Birkas and Shvach, he doesn't do the Chassan. You're Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this Mitzvah that we have. So that could be the Macholikas between the Noida B'Yudah and Rav Kiv Eger. And finally, there's a big discussion in Achronim and Minhagim, very interesting diyun, sugya. Who's going to drink the wine after the Birkas Eirusin? So the Pre-Yoshua already asks, he says, what's the meaning? The meaning is the Chosan Kala drink it, right? Chosan gives it, it's the month of Kala, they drink. What about the Messiah Kedushin? Does he drink or not? So Pre-Yoshua says, the Chosan Messiah Kedushin has to do bracha, has to drink, because he says, Borei Priya Gofen. You say Borei Priya Gofen is Birkas Ananim. You have to drink after you do Birkas Ananim. And then there's different minhagim. They say that Reb Chaim Brisker, when he used to do the kiddushin, he used to spill, shake a little wine on his hand to be able to drink it. So and lechor, why to be mekayim? Because there's a meaning not to drink, but to have the pinyan shuls, he used to drink something. Well, where is this discussion coming from? So Efshar is like this: if you hold that Birkas Erusin is Birkas Mitzvahs. So we find that in Birkas HaMitzvahs, you can attach a Birkas HaMitzvahs to a Borei Priya Gofen. For example, Kiddush HaShabbos, Leil Shabbos. You have to, you have Birkas Kiddush HaShabbos, you have Birkas HaGefen. The halacha is, you could do Birkas HaGefen, not drink from it. You could do Birkas HaGefen for other ones to do it. As the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel. And so there's other brachas. And Milo is a discussion, if you ask me, are you attaching or not? But you can go ahead and attach a mitzvah and add to it a Birkas HaYayin, and becomes part of the whole mitzvah. So you could say that Birkas HaYusin, you're doing a Brachas HaMitzvahs. You're doing also Yayin as part of the Birkas HaMitzvahs. So you don't have to drink from it, it's just part of the mitzvah. But if the Birkas, and Ledugma, the Briskarov says, that's the Briskarov that we're looking there in the Mishnah Berurah, if you brought down the name of Briskarov, that when you do Kiddush in the day, you may need to drink from the Kiddush. You can't just, now you're yotzef now because it's only Birkas Ananim. It's not Birkas Ananim. It's a Bechlikas. The Rishonim hold that drinking wine in the day, even though you just say Borei Priya Gofen, that's another mitzvah of Kiddush. But he wants to bring what's a Bechlikas to the Shita to say it's only Birkas Ananim, and therefore you have to drink from it. Right? So then if you have a mitzvah and you're doing wine as part of a mitzvah, you don't have to drink from it. If it's not a mitzvah, you do have to drink from it. So it could be, here comes the Tumi Nagim. When you do Birkas Eirusin, who needs to drink from it? If you hold the Birkas HaMitzvahs, So because mitzvah, you don't have to drink. It's part of the mitzvah. You give the chassid a kallah to drink, and that's it. But the question is, why they have to drink? But someone has to drink eventually. But if it's because a shvach, it doesn't attach to because a yayin. Maybe it's attached to because a yayin. And he may let the tzaddik kedushi to go ahead and do the bracha. And you chush the moshit is because of that. The ma'aseh you see that if you do the bracha, the meaning of the chuppah is to go ahead and say the bracha before. I should look right now, look around when there's because of mitzvahs. See that?